Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Starting with you, Dukes.
The free work at lunch, or what's the other one?
Free work at lunch. Free work at lunch
would be awesome.
How do you always do this?
Always. Free work at lunch.
I hate free work at lunch.
Dukes, you do have like a 30-minute work break. Lunch.
You just show up at Chipotle and ask if you could scoop for a little bit.
Yeah. it's gonna sound like...
All right, welcome to the bracket episode 170. Today we have a very special episode for you lined up. Today... we don't have a traditional topic. We have Stephen Che's top 16. So a Stewie submitted this, the idea. They said, why don't you just have Che seed out his top 16 things, and then you guys go through them all.
Wait, so you did this?
Che seeded all these.
I excluded, like, family, like, stuff. But
what do you mean?
Is it like a what's in your purse, like a GQ Essentials, like yeah. things you can't live without?
Yeah. No, just, like, things that I would like to do. And like kind of ranked in order, but
okay.
yeah, like I kept my kids like wife stuff like, out of that. Yeah,
so like a
I
have bucket a question. List.
Yeah,
where would you rank the number 16 in top 16?
16.
Okay, no, just one, two.
Yeah, no, they're
like in terms of like how you like the number.
Five, six is better.
Like, oh, I mean, I like all of these.
16 is better than seven.
I think
but not eight.
I think 16 is like an 11.
You think it's that high?
Yeah, I like.
I
the
think
number
four 16. Is actually like a 13. Like, four is a bad... I don't like four.
Four is dope.
Four is a good number. Rob four
is dope. Five is dope. Five's dope. Four
five's
is
good, too.
You've been saying four is
good.
Dope. You've been beating four, the drum for four.
Yeah, four, yeah.
But before we get to all that, let's talk about game time. So, as you guys know, the NBA playoffs are coming up. And we or the playoffs. Let's say playoffs, right? And we have a game lined up for you. They asked us to look up a playoff game. First one that came up was the Pistons versus Knicks in Madison Square Garden.
Saturday.
Yeah, on this Saturday, 6 p.m., you can get them for $347. I'm looking at these seats. Look at that. Great view.
That's a really nice view.
Great view on Game Time through the Game Time Picks feature. Awesome. You know, if you watch anything with Barcelona, you know that we all use Game Time here. Playoffs are here, and the only time to buy hard-to-get playoff tickets is Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices and views from your seat, and the lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying NBA playoff tickets. Prices on the app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off. You can save 60% when buying last-minute tickets, plus on April 22nd for Earth Day, when you select and purchase a super deal, Game Time will plant a tree with the proceeds. We're looking for those Knicks tickets. Got them for only $347. That's a great deal. So what are you waiting for? Go get those NBA playoff tickets now. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time.
That's right, nice. Boys. We have a full crew today. It is going to be Tommy is currently in Fiji. He just landed, I think a few hours ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Are we allowed to mention who he's with?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Wait, what.
Owen, let's speculate. You know? I think it's publicity.
It is publicity.
It is.
He is with publicity. He is with two.
Awesome. That's best case scenario.
I'll beat
so
it out in post
if
you have
to,
but
it
is
great.
Tommy's hanging out with all the influencers in Fiji right now. And he'd been doing shooting mascots with you guys for a while for the last few weeks.
Yes.
He'll be back soon. But in the meantime, we have Owen. We have Dukes, who I had asked him to come before I realized he was leaving. he's leaving to go work for an investing firm.
Yeah, basically, it's an investing app called like Public, yeah. And I'm trying to grow their social strategy and
help,
help out their social podcast. It's Yeah, I did not expect to be doing this in 2025.
Shockingly, yeah. They have a little bit more money than us. Right
yeah, just
now.
A little bit more so. Money to shell out. Yeah. And obviously, Che, KB, and Rudy and Nick should be coming in momentarily. But in the meantime, we have our bracket. Again, this is Stephen Che, just 16 things that Stephen Che likes. And we're going to vote them out.
How many things do you like in total, you think? How many? If
I
you
like
listed,
a lot of
no, I know, I know, but.
He's a lot guy.
So, yeah. How many could you list?
40.
I thought it wasn't
very hard to come up with 16.
You could come up with 40 things you like,
and I like so for the 16 list, like I kept it like pretty general. Like yeah. It wasn't like watching like a Bucks game. It's like, you know, it's a general like can apply to more.
I can't believe you like 40 things.
Like, would you be like sports? Is sports and football different, or would you group sports all in one?
I included like. That grouping all in one, so it's not like so
I like
specific.
That. Then 40 is a good number.
I asked Che to do this at 10:48 a.m. on Sunday. He sent me the list back at 11:08, so it was pretty quick. It was pretty quick overall.
Yeah, from the heart.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I mean, pretty fast. So the first matchup of the day is the 12 seed versus the 5 seed. The 12 seed is getting a stat corrected by NBA at NBA Stats, which obviously you are.
That's pretty specific.
Yeah. That is pretty specific. I don't know how well that's going to fare versus almost anything else in this bracket, but you are the king of getting stats correct. You literally influence gambling games by tweeting at them and forcing them to change stats.
Yeah, it's not a glamorous job by any means, and I get reached out to all the time from people looking to get me help with their stuff. But at the end of the day, like, it kind of waters down what I do. So I kind of like to keep it to just what I bet. But, White Boy Rick's favorite line for me is, if you bet with me, you get my protection. In which case, I'm going to fight for the bet till the day I die.
I love the idea of, like, some, like, handicapper in Vegas, like, that just lost hundreds of thousands of dollars because you got a stat corrected by tweeting at them.
So that's impressive. So the Twitter account you tweet at controls all of the bets?
They have the ability to review stats. So a lot of stats are, I don't want to say a lot of stats. There are some stats that are subjective. Like an assist is a subjective stat. There's a very clear assist. There are things that can be a little bit dicey. Rebounds and tip outs and things like that can all kind of fall in that. So sometimes it'll be scored incorrectly, in which case, if it's going the opposite way of the bet, then I will reach out to them to see if they can correct it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It has had good hit rates in previous years. This year's hit rate has been pretty minimal, but we have gotten a few overturned.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so then they reach out to the NBA and then they have...
They do it themselves. They're
part of the NBA. They are the NBA.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Got it.
This is 12?
This is 12, yeah.
I think this could be one. Right. I think this could be one. And is this things we just think he likes, or that we?
I think we're voting on it. I don't think we're voting on it based on how much Stephen Che likes, because we already know how much Stephen Che likes it.
Yeah.
So we're voting about how much we like the Stephen Che thing.
Okay.
So getting NBA stats corrected is going up against number 5 seed. This is a strong one. Table games at the casino. So another semi gambling related one. But table games are fun. When I see a roulette table, especially like a relatively low minimum, because I just want to see my number hit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, like, blow a whole stack on a fucking roulette table. I just want to see a couple hits. That's all. So I really like table games at a casino. Which one's your favorite, Steve?
My favorite table game?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of depends. Like, if I'm with a group, craps.
Yeah.
If I'm by myself, if I see the hot numbers come up on the roulette table, sometimes that. If I get kind of like a smoking area where not necessarily I'm going to smoke, but other people smoke. I like sitting down on a blackjack table, or low-key, very underrated Spanish 21, which is blackjack with the no number 10 cards. That's super fun. So one of those four.
That's awesome. Four,
what do you think makes that Spanish?
I have no idea. They not like tens? What's 10 in Spanish?
Diaz.
Diaz? Yeah. No
like
god?
They have a jack, queen, and king. But yeah, just no number 10 cards. It makes it cool because if you get a 12, you want to double down.
What are the Che lucky numbers, out of curiosity?
My roulette numbers are 26 and 22, but then I sprinkle some other stuff.
Is that you and your wife's birthdays?
Nope.
Yeah,
that's what I've always rolled with.
21 and 17. 17 is just like everyone needs a 17, though, so it's not really special, but 10, 17 and 21 have always been the ones.
27, 12, green.
Number.
Yeah. Nice. What's that, Rudy?
Yeah, I love 17.
17, yeah.
That's my hockey number.
Yeah, that was my soccer number, too.
I go green every third.
What do you mean?
You're betting on the zeros?
You're a crazy person. You're a crazy person for going zeros. But, okay, so it is getting the stat corrected by NBA stats versus table games at the casino. Let's start with you, Dukes.
I think it's getting a stat corrected by NBA.com. I think it's the funniest thing because you have the power over your bet, really.
Mm-hmm.
And proving somebody wrong is way better than just getting blackjack at a table, like a table game.
That's like the only way you can get power over bet other than betting on yourself illegally or like taking bribes on a game.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's hilarious when the picture that you painted for me where someone in Vegas is like celebrating getting a table being like, we hit that player prop, we got the under, and you just see Stephen Che in the Chicago Cave tweeting at them being like, no, actually
Bam didn't get that assist there.
Yeah, when you look at it and then they just see their bet on their app just lose on DraftKings, they're like, oh my god. It's by far the funniest.
So one for the stat correction, Owen.
I'm going to go table games.
Yeah.
I heard you were a menace on the tables with Sass.
I tell you what, me and Sass had a great time.
He was raving about it, dude. He said it was a blast.
Yeah. Did he tell you how Roan really fucked us over?
No,
I didn't hear that part.
We were both so mad. So me and Sass, I went to the casino every night in New Orleans because there's not that much to do there. I went to a Super Bowl party or two, but after that, go to the casino. And I just love table games. I was, kid free. My wife wasn't there, so was letting loose. So I was asking people all week, hey, do you want to go to the casino, whatever? And the last night, Sass was like, yeah, I'm in. Let's meet up. And I was like, all right, cool. So we met up. We hit up. There were a lot of Barstool people there, which was fun. But then me and him kind of went off. We did our own thing at the roulette table, and we were, smashing. We were dominating the table. And
I wish I could have been a fly on the wall for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hit numbers left and right. But then Roan came over. And Roan, Roan's a great guy and, a little bit of a prankster. And me and Sass would be like, oh, what number do you like? And, throw a couple bucks on it. And then every time it landed on, if we bet, we went heavy on, 28, because Roan said. And then the number would come out, let's say it's 11. Roan was like, I knew it was going to be 11. And he did that for 10 minutes. And to the point where we're like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's grating.
But yeah, me and Sass had a very good time.
You guys ended up big, right?
We both ended up quite a lot, yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. So 1-1 right now, Che.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
I'm going to go with that pretty much higher seeded one every time. So I love getting a stat corrected from NBA stats. That's a great feeling. That is a momentary feeling. You know, you're right. You're vindicated. But if I'm playing table games, I'm going to be there for a couple hours and it's fun for the whole time. Even if you're losing, your luck's going to change soon. So table
games. That was going to be part of my argument. They're fun win or lose, which I think you need the correction.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I realized Che literally is going to vote for every higher seed. Yeah.
Just chalk.
Yeah. We just know exactly where he's going before this.
You already ranked him, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
If I lose, my philosophy is, pay to play. What it is. Yeah. But if you win, hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is getting harder to find cheap tables, though, which stinks.
Frustrating. Because sometimes you want to play just to have fun. You don't want to play to I feel like...
I'm down to lose the amount of money they want me to lose. Just let me take longer to do it.
Yeah, take a longer time.
I'm going next week to tables. I'm going to Vegas for two nights.
Yeah.
Nice.
Going to go immediately to the... I'm going to try to find the Spanish table.
The Spanish 21?
It'll be there.
No,
there's a couple other ones where it'd be Mississippi Red or something. I don't know what that is. I don't know how to play that.
Yeah. Even poker, I don't play whatever the five card is.
Five card, yeah.
Is poker fun at the casino?
It is when you're with your friends. I don't like taking money from strangers. I like being on the same team. I like craps, you know?
If you do poker and you go all in against a stranger, in a tournament, very fun. But
yeah,
then
it's
if
a thrill.
if you do the one on their table floor against the dealer, it is a little tough because you're paying per round.
Dude, imagine it's an old lady. You just crater her.
I'd have no problem with that.
Oh my god, dude.
I have no problem with people not following blackjack etiquette at the blackjack table.
Oh, you mean like not following numbers?
Like, if I don't know you, I don't care what you think about me leaving the table. Like, I'm looking after myself.
Mm. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think it's...
Or, like, betting...
When I'm betting next to Owen,
I'm going to be... Yeah. Like, yeah. Rules, and you're not actually affecting
Yeah,
much.
Like, if I'm next to Sass or next to Che and I'm in New Orleans and I know the people, like, I'm not going to try to screw them. I'm like, I play it safe, whatever. But, like, if it's the 78-year-old lady, I'm like, I'm not getting your will money. I'm going to try to take that.
I think there should be some table etiquette. Like, if there's someone with like a $2,000 hand and you're playing
for
like
$25,
you know, yeah, splitting 20s would be a weird move. But
I got that. That's a good call.
KB.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go table games, but I really appreciate Che having the power to permanently change history and alter the statistics of the biggest superstars in the world. The fact that you've done that ever. Yeah. On top of the bet changing and affecting the payout that you get.
Like LeBron also seeing that he gets a triple-double and then being like, no, actually, Stephen Che won.
Che said no.
Che said no.
There's a non-zero chance. Like, there's players that, like, they have, like, points per game bonus just, like, lined up. And, like, your 0.001% change just altered
changed.
It.
Yeah, like, the playing card.
It's fucking crazy.
Are you sure it's you? It's your tweet?
Yes.
I've interacted with someone that used to work.
Give me an example of a player stat that you've changed.
Pretty recently. I was in the Cape where it was during...
Just give me the name of the player.
Anthony Little League World
Black.
Series.
Anthony Black. Not a very
any big names?
Player. Yeah, certainly. Like Donovan Mitchell. I did a playoff game.
Donovan Mitchell in a playoff game. You've changed his stat.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Che.
Yeah.
I think that's a little
crazy.
Bit, it's too off.
You're swapping.
Certainly.
Certainly a big player. So that means that we're 2-2 coming down to Rudy.
Oh, for me, it was no question. It's the stats. Because I really like to fantasize about like the people at the NBA office watching a game, and then there's a borderline assist, and they're like, oh, we're going to hear from Steve.
Yep.
Just a dartboard with Chase's face.
We're going to hear from Steve on this one. Steve in Chicago is going to be calling in.
Yeah. I believe.
And it's such a rare thing, dude. I mean, I think that table games are accessible to everyone, but changing the stats of a professional sports league is rarefied.
You're the economic.
Yes, there's a huge.
The power
there's
that you have is millions of dollars in effect. Yes.
It's theoretically, but yeah, sometimes it's less.
Just openly inside trading.
Have you ever taken away an assist?
I will know if it's something that. So I typically don't bet unders. If it's something that I am fighting for, it's like I have it for them like 99% of the time, unless it's something egregious that's a friend reaches out about.
Yeah, you're not like geeking out like you know, you forgot to assign homework. Like, you're doing it for something you're invested in.
Yes.
Now
yes,
do you think that if someone with like user 12345 that has 23 followers tweets at this account and is like, look,
fuck,
this is
no.
a rebound, they don't have any power.
Fuck, no.
You think you have the most power, or do they do it for everybody?
If they get enough poll, if they get enough poll, I mean, I'm not. I was one of the first people to do this. So actually, quick little aside.
So you're a pioneer of changing history.
This is such a slam dunk. Maybe number one.
Yes, this is awesome.
So quick little aside. Before I was full content, and I was doing the Trust the Data stuff with basketball, and we had we were working with Penn. There was a game I bet on, it was like Marcus Morris, who's, you know, a journeyman forward, and he was playing against the Spurs, and I needed like over like 14.5 or 16.5 combined points, rebounds, assists. And so he was two away and he made a three-pointer. Very clearly he made the three-pointer. And they scored it to the wrong player.
Oh.
Game ended. So there was no update. And I didn't know what to do, as I didn't have a contact on the base. I didn't know what to do. So I was in a Slack group with, and this is a Clippers Spurs game, so it's pretty late. It's a Friday night. I want to say it's like 11 o'clock Eastern. And I am spamming this Slack group with Penn officials being like, this was incorrectly scored. I need this updated.
Poor
I
Westy.
Have, you know, a couple hundred people that have taken this bet. And, you know, I'm trying to rally people online to do this. And it was corrected. I was kicked out of that Slack group very shortly thereafter and spoken to on Monday to never message Penn officials about that. But then, I was told... I had an inside track with NBA stats after that, and yeah, it worked out pretty well. But yeah, it's been slow going this year, and I'm sure they are aware of me and the effect.
Yeah, I didn't have a contact with the NBA at this point.
At this point in time.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, so the winner is going to be getting the stat corrected at NBA. Next up, we have the number 4 seed, being on a beach with tropical drinks. This is also going to be a pretty tough one, Jay. It's a really tough one to get to argue against. Which is going up against the number 13 seed, and there's a little bit to this. Bowling, specifically in a place with older shoes, not that many balls, that smells like secondhand smoke, which is pretty fucking good. I gotta admit. You know which one I did that recently at Linden Lanes? The one that pretty much matches the description to a T. Yep. So being on a beach with a tropical drink versus that old dusty bowling alley, which sounds insane lined up next to each other. But we'll start with you, Rudy.
Yeah, it does seem insane, but yeah, the old bowling is so nice. There's just something about it. Monaco Lanes in Denver is like this super old one right by my house, and that's the first place I saw someone be bribed. Ooh. And it was a pretty cool thing.
Bribed?
How? Yes, bribed for my homie bribed the guy, and we were
for what?
We were legitimately like 11 years old, and I couldn't believe. I thought he was the coolest person on earth. It was like an hour wait for a lane, and my friend, who is a child, pulls out a 10 and goes, "Come on," and slides it.
And it worked.
And the guy is a full grown man. He's like, lane 6.
Wow, that is that.
That's awesome.
Accepting a bribe. And then in rewind, looking back, it's like a full grown man accepting a $10 bribe from a 12-year-old is pretty funny. But having said that, tropical drinks on a beach is one of life's greatest pleasures. Not a hard drug, but damn near it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go with that.
One for the beach, KB.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do on vacation next week. And vacation is what we like live our entire lives for. So I guess it's my favorite thing. I don't know. I'm not going to bowl. So
you did spend
a tropical drink on the beach.
Yeah, you did spend 3 weeks in Thailand at one point. How long was that? How much of that was at the beach with tropical drinks?
No, we've never corrected that. The world just believes that.
I believed it until last week you corrected
that
me.
Would be so weird. No one called that, me out.
I did. I said, "You're going 3 weeks to Thailand? Like, you know people are going to think." Yeah. He's White Lotus. But he said you were going 3 weeks in Thailand. I'm like, you know, that's weird, right? Like, people are going to think that's weird. And you're like, I don't know. It's going to be fun. A little for myself. I'm like,
I mean, I do want to do that.
Yeah.
I can't acceptably do that.
Yeah. It's the stunt double for the younger brother's cock.
Yeah. So two for being out at that beach. Jay, do we need to ask?
I can come in from a like 78 and sunny day, like go through the door to like Garwood Lanes, which is a shitty like 8-lane bowling alley. The shoes are from like 1996. A lot of the laces are broken. They don't have all the balls, and all thumb holes are not great. But it just smells like secondhand smoke. You just take a nice deep breath, and you know you're gonna have a good time. That being said, that whole experience costs probably $15. We pay thousands of dollars to go drink tropical drinks on the beach in nice places, so definitely tropical drinks.
Tropical drinks. I've been trying bars because I just moved recently to where Che used to live. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to try new places in the area. And I went to this place, Rocky's Bar. I don't know if you ever heard of that, Rahway. Man, it is just the perfect dive. I don't know if you've ever been there. Down, I think it's like Central Ave or something. It is. It's nice. But anyway, that is three for being on the beach with tropical drinks, Owen.
I'm going to stamp that for all the same reasons they said.
It's going to be pretty tough to beat, but Dukes?
The tropical drinks one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got to say, I've been to the Circus in Vegas, and they had tropical drinks. It's one of the craziest places you could ever be in
no
your life.
No fucking way, yeah. Dude.
And it's like Disney World for adults, and they have kids going to amusement parks, dads leaving their wives to go to like the casino tables, girlfriends throwing these tropical drinks at guys' faces. It's hilarious. I go there every single time I'm in Vegas because I think it's such a hilarious scene. So when you take that and you can enjoy a tropical drink in that place, you'll enjoy it on a beach.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. I love this. Like, every time I see a tropical drink, I think of the Circus Hotel.
Circus.
It's like $17 to stay there a night.
Try, if you go, are you going back this weekend, you said? Or
next for the, Dead and Company.
Yeah. Frank's Tiki Bar. Right. Ooh. Off the strip. It's nice. Ooh. It's we went
tropical
there.
Tropical drinks?
It's hell all yeah. Tropical drinks. All right. And we went there and the bartender was so mean. My friend is like, "Oh, do you have like beer?" And she's like, You're at a fucking tiki bar. Like, we have rum. Like, which one do you want? Like, she was so... And they had Kino on the tables, like, on the bar
Perfect.
Table. It was... It fucking rocked. Anyway, so the tropical drink is going to move on. Now we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed.
Stella Blue Coffee's new canned lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in 2 smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations. So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today. Taste the difference and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
The 9 seed is, and this is a classic one, Shay, catching a yellow light right before it turns red. Now that I've been driving again, man, it is a cocaine of sorts. And that's going up against the number 8 seed, ironically for KB, Thai food takeout on Friday night for old Shay. Is that like a reoccurring every Friday?
No, not every Friday, but that is my perfect Friday night is Thai food takeout, probably watching a game or a movie or something like that.
Pad Thai?
Sometimes Pad Thai, sometimes Penang curry, usually one of the two. Mm.
So we'll start with you this time, Dukes. The Thai takeout on a Friday night versus catching a yellow light. Tell me you've never had Thai food in your life.
No, please. I love Thai food.
Okay.
Soother in the city, best. So good. But if it was a Friday night ritual for Che, it would be number one. But since it's sporadic, I got to go with the catching the yellow light.
Catching the yellow light.
Because that can happen any day of the week, and it's a simple pleasure that you could hit when you're having a bad day, a good day.
I think it's when you hit the cycle, it's nice. Like when you're catching every...
Yeah, when you're in your hometown and you know the timing of all the lights.
Owen.
I was confused what this one meant, but then he said before it turned red.
you did specifically say before it turned red.
All right. That's a caveat.
That is a huge caveat.
And for that reason, I will go with the yellow light.
2 for the catching a yellow light, Che.
Catching a yellow light is certainly a thrill. I still remember in 2008 or 2009, I caught 8 yellow lights in a row with a cab driver in New York City, and it was an all-time cab ride.
8 in a row.
We've heard about this, right?
What point were you like, I have to start counting?
Yeah.
After like 4, because it was on 8th Avenue, and so you can see all the ones in front of you.
Yeah.
So every, couple blocks, there is a light, and you could see them and the guys. So, and it was me and like 3 friends. And so after like 4, we were like, whoa, this is crazy. We're like, whoa, yet another, whoa. And so till the end of it, it was.
And was he in on it by 6, 7, and 8?
Oh yes,
yeah.
He was trying to fly through him. Yeah,
yeah.
That rules.
I like to imagine he was speaking very loudly in like Nairobian or something. Like full on conversation.
It was Queen Latifah. And
yeah. Dude, who are cab drivers always on the phone with? They are not. I've never seen more people on the phone.
Probably
they don't have anything in their ear either.
Yeah. There's nothing.
They have nothing, and they're whispering to somebody.
That's the worst part. Stop whispering. Just talk.
Yeah, I would rather full volume.
Yeah,
they could try and hide the fact that they're having a full conversation. Yeah. They're like, yes, you know, it was my
dude, I'm like blacked out drunk, and I'm like, what did you say? They're like, I'm talking to you.
I had a crazy one the other day that stopped me in my tracks. Where you're usually like, oh, can I talk to my friend? And you're like, yeah, whatever. I had this one guy go, do you mind if I speak with my delegation?
Oh, that's cool.
Fuck. So I was like, I mean, I feel like I can't. I wasn't.
You should have asked for a seat at the table, bro.
No to the delegation.
You gotta. I'll let you speak with the
you
delegation.
You can't cross the delegation. That would be disastrous for you.
Only if you put it on speakerphone.
Yeah. KB.
Ah, man. I know the feeling, like driving, taking an Uber in Manhattan, every light is heaven or hell. Like, beating a light means the world to me. But the Friday night Asian food is...
Yeah, my vote's for Thai.
That's like pretty top tier for me.
It was specifically Thai.
Does it have to be Thai? Because Thai gives me mono. It makes me feel like I have mono. A little too heavy. I'd rather do...
Thai's pretty light. Thai's lighter than like Chinese or like...
It's the peanut sauce. I'm going to go Thai on a Friday.
So that tie on Friday means that we are now tied. Nice.
What do you supplement that with? A movie, a game?
Yeah, movie or game. One of those two.
So, Rudy, you're going to break the tie. Ironic. Good pun there.
Yeah. I in New York, the swings on yellows is huge.
Yep.
In, you know, maybe your hometown, you catch it. Sometimes you like catching a red because you can just chill. You don't mean as much. But in New York, those swings can be 20 minutes. Mm. Can change everything. Thai food I enjoy, but I'm not as bullish as everybody else. So I'm gonna go with the lights.
Send it through.
You're gonna go with the yellow lights. That means the yellow lights is gonna move on. Now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed. The 16 seed is, and this is another one of your battles recently, Che, getting paper tickets for the airplane, not on the phone. So you want, yep, specifically the printed out ticket at from the kiosk. I tried to do that on my last flight. Delta doesn't do it on their kiosks in Newark.
Wait, that's a pleasure?
You can hack it. There's like
this is a top 16 thing in life?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
I like
Simple
Man.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Is that the 16?
Yeah.
That's okay. 16. Yeah, that's not the one.
Oh, nice. I get that you prefer it over electronic, but do you like actually love holding a paper ticket? Or
I do. I like having it in my back pocket.
But what do you love about it?
Because I do not like having tickets on my phone.
But you prefer it.
Do you collect them?
Oh, this is awesome.
You throw them out.
I do throw them out. I do think it's awesome whenever I have it, though. Mm. Like, this is how it should be.
Yeah.
The plane ticket?
Yeah. And the paper one, not the on the phone.
I only do paper plane ticket.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I go to check in at the little kiosk.
Yeah.
Scan my barcode, because I don't know why, but a couple of years ago the phone used to not work all the time, and you could be online for security, and then you'd have to go back. And it happened to me once, and I stopped trusting the app.
Yeah, and I hate being stuck behind someone who can't get their phone. Like the bright, oh, my brightness is wrong. Like they wouldn't
MSG.
Get it right.
Have you guys been to an MSG concert or a sporting? People cannot get it right over there.
No, not at all.
I don't know what's up with those scanners.
But anyway, that is our number 16 seed. Now it's going up against our number 1 seed, playing catch with a football. Stephen Che's number one thing in life.
That's playing. Your favorite sport to play catch. I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over baseball, over anything else. Like, yeah. Che is a football person. So it's playing catch with a football versus the paper airline ticket. Starting with you, Rudy.
Is this a football? I mean, the paper ticket is so stupid. Like, that is just not a plus. Like, no disrespect, Jay, but that's just not, it's not even close.
If it was your last day on earth, would you go get a paper ticket just to feel it in your pocket?
I just don't.
If I was going on a plane,
no, I'm saying you have 24 hours. Is it that a sick, you know, top 16 thrill?
I just don't think I would.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think I would either.
Give me 72 hours, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is
catch
one
if you can.
One for playing catch with the football, KB.
Yeah, playing catch. I would like to hear your argument. Maybe play devil's advocate on why the paper ticket can win.
I don't think it can win this matchup.
Okay. In no world.
Why football over like baseball or any other ball though specifically?
Just be more fun. I don't know, like the shape of it, just getting out on the field, throwing it deep. Like there's kind of things you can do. You can run routes, etc. Like when we shot the wherever that video was in New Orleans with the football competition.
Mm.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember you said it doesn't get better than this.
Doesn't. Like I went to the casino every night that night, and I won 3 out of 4 nights. I had a great time. That was my favorite part. It's just like we got out there like 45 minutes, an hour early. It was just a bunch of us, and we were just tossing the football like full sweat pretty much before it even started, just having fun. Mm. There's nothing better.
So, KB, you're going to stick with playing the catch?
Yeah.
I mean, I think...
But, yeah. Jay, I mean, it is awesome. Yeah, it's good.
You just made the argument, Che, for playing catch.
Yep.
Catch. Yeah.
Did you go 16-1 or 1-16 with this list?
I went 1-16.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. That would have been interesting if you went the opposite way, but I don't think my brain could work it out.
I'm going to stamp what they said. Like KB said, it's a preference. It's still not really a pro... I would say maybe like a glass Coke over a can would have been a better example, or a good steak over a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not dying to just have a ticket in my pocket.
Yeah, I'm not getting any pleasure out of it.
I do say I like the
because I feel
scary.
Like you could recreate that thrill with a blank 8.5 by 11 just sheet of.
I'll go as far as say the paper ticket upsets me.
It's probably bad for your back on a minuscule level.
It's worse than nothing.
Because they designed it to fit in no pocket.
That's true.
It just feels like trash in your pocket.
I was gonna try to be different and say plane ticket.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah. I mean, if you told me like, all right, we're not printing tickets today, I'd be like, okay, I could still get on the plane. They'd say yes, and I'd be like, okay,
playing. That's better.
Telling someone on the beach to go long is a top top five feeling.
With that, so actually, I think maybe you would have to even clarify, Jay, because I think like the Nerf football might be better to play within the regular pigskin football.
I like the big skin.
I'm talking the big Nerf.
Anybody like baseball more?
No.
Just when I was playing baseball, maybe, but now I just don't
have it. Yeah, it might hurt now.
I've had an urge the past couple of years to go to Central Park and like have a long toss.
But the baseball are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having like
you guys fuck with frisbees?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's, wow.
Gimme, gimme.
Flinging a frisbee and it goes where you want it to go.
Oh, that's a miracle.
The best feeling.
Do you know what an aerobie is? It's like a frisbee, but it has a bigger circle in the middle, and you could launch these things if like 250 yards.
If I had to guess anybody at this company that would know like an off the beaten track frisbee, it would definitely be you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude. They're so easy to lose. Yeah. I had a summer with those.
A summer with Nairobis?
Yeah. Nairobi.
Yeah.
Wait, is it Nairobi's? Like,
I think he nailed it.
Oh,
I was gonna say Nairobi, but
Nairobi, Kenya, right?
Yeah, it's a.
I get a frisbee almost every year for Christmas.
That's rock and roll.
We're 30 years old, man. Huh. We don't need you get frisbees.
Me and my uncle just.
I think they're giving you plates, Rudy.
My uncle silverware. My uncle was in the scene.
The damn Uncle Rudy, Uncle Junda, my frisbee's so brittle.
He's in the ultimate scene for a long time.
Oh, the ultimate.
Ultimate frisbee scene. Now he does disc golf. So.
Yeah, disc golf. Disc golf is very porcelain. Disc golf is very, very fun.
Porcelain
frisbee.
I went to college with a kid who got drafted to the ultimate frisbee league, and he still plays.
There's a draft. Why do we not live stream?
I gotta look that up.
He plays for the Pittsburgh team.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's the league. Let's see.
I frolfed once.
Yeah.
What's frolf? Yeah. Is that?
It was never done.
Frisbee golf.
It was on a mountain. It was kind of a workout, but it was fun. Yeah, it was very
ultimate.
Fun.
What's it called? Major League Ultimate Frisbee. Or what?
It's got to be something close to that. Professional Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh, that league. It's the ultimate, WNBA.
It's the Ultimate Frisbee Association. They got to have a better name than that.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the beginning stages. They're only like 20 years in.
Yeah, their website doesn't work like at all. This is really... like New York Empire, Montreal Royale, Boston Glory, DC Breeze, Philadelphia Phoenix. Why did they pick names? Whatever.
Philadelphia Phoenix?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Where do you play?
The Sacramento Austin.
I'm working for the Colorado Summit. What are the rest of these?
So it's the Ultimate Frisbee Association.
Yes.
Pittsburgh. He played for the Pittsburgh Thunderbirds.
Indianapolis Alley Cats? Come on. You can't be playing for the Indianapolis.
That's a bowling team.
The Detroit Mechanics is great. That's a fantastic name.
That is a really good name.
What are we voting on?
I don't even remember anymore. The Madison Rascals. That's tough.
Madison Rascals.
Oh wait, is it? No, sorry, I think I got it wrong. So Radicals
boys.
LA Aviators.
Bosco would have a deep cut here.
Salt Lake Shred. That's a great one. That's a great. The San Diego Growlers, also not bad. Yeah, sorry. Shout out to the Ultimate Frisbee League. We got to check out that draft. See who's.
Anybody in that league is listening, DM Che. We want to correct your stats.
Yeah, we want.
Yeah.
They don't even have like the rosters. Where's the fucking teams? Who are they? Okay, this might be a whole separate episode. Anyway, the playing catch of the football is going to win. Now we can do our second ad. Shout out to Blue Chew. Have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And starting now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong, it'll knock your socks off and your neighbor's socks off too. You'll have to move towns with the amount of noise you'll be making. Blue Chew Max has arrived and it combines active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis. It's a good ad copy, right? Good ad read?
Yeah.
Active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis into one chewable. The combo acts fast and less. Guys, be ready when she needs it and get first month of Blue Chew free. Great sex is a few clicks away. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Their tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part, it's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew won't stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house. That is the mission. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try your first month of Bluetooth free when you use promo code BRACKET. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code BRACKET. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Blue
Chew. Pat's been really enjoying that.
What's that?
Pat's been really enjoying
that. Pat, he loves that.
Yeah, he's
really?
Yeah, he's been telling me.
Now on the other side, we have the 11 seed versus the 6 seed. The 11 seed is sniping an eBay auction at the last second to win. I like this one a lot. The very last second, just boop, as it hits. I did that recently in a police auction, by the way. Police auctions have a lot of good stuff. People don't think about them because they're stuff that belongs to criminals, but it's they got some good stuff.
Wait.
Is that a live auction?
Go back to
like
this,
in person?
No. They do them online now.
Police auction, like if somebody...
They confiscate shit from criminals, and then they put it all up on auction.
Okay.
Cheapest way to get coke.
Yeah, correct.
Gonna have to look into this.
Why?
Personal reasons. That sounds
fuck does that mean?
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna start bidding.
And they don't know how to price shit, and then that's makes the best. Website?
But like, what is it? Like a, I think like it was a like stapler?
No. Well, yeah, they do have that. But like, it's mostly like a lot of jewelry, a lot of like I got like a camera, for example, off there, and they don't know how to price it. It was like a 1960s,
so it's perfectly like an working Estatesdale for cones.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. And like PlayStation 5s and shit.
Perfect.
Like, all sorts of stuff, and they have no clue how to price
perfect.
Any of it.
And none of it's dark if you think about it for too long.
No. Don't think about it for a second.
Yeah, that's a good thing is I don't think too much.
Yeah, do not think about it for 1 second. Anyway, sniping eBay auctions is going up against the number 60. This is something I think you guys experienced quite a bit over in Chicago, just having free lunch at work.
Oh.
Yeah, free lunch at work. Mm-hmm. So free lunch at work is going up against swiping that eBay auction at the very last second. Let's start with you, Junda.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I'm not a big eBay guy. I bought one thing off eBay, and it just never arrived. I don't like haggling and bidding.
Were they foam posits?
I wish, dude. It was a fucking camera. I should have gone to the criminal sale. What was the other one? Sorry?
Free lunch at work.
Oh, yeah, free lunch. It was awesome. It's fantastic. Because one of the more embarrassing things is that, like, during the day, I'm like, what should I eat for lunch? And I'm like, I just don't know. And then I have like a 30-minute conversation in my head about like what I should get for lunch. And it's just a really long, silly process.
That's what I did the half hour before this podcast. I walked around places and then I just decided not to get anything.
Right.
So you didn't get Mickey D's?
No. I left. I go, you want anything from McDonald's?
You'd be the worst
hunter. As soon as you left, I was like, I should get something to eat.
Yeah, I didn't get McDonald's. I got there and I was like, it looks gross.
Yeah. And then like free, it's just like, oh, there's free lunch. I have to do this. This is, I'm a businessman and this is a great investment.
It's true.
So yeah, I'm embarrassed. I should be in the more of the eBay game, but I don't know. There's something about it that just freaks me out. The website, I hate the interface. It's lame. I don't want to talk to some random dude in fucking Toledo.
Yeah. And no Klarna payment on the free lunch at work too, which is nice. KB. Right.
I get the thrill of the eBay one. I just don't do it. So free lunch, yeah.
You would love eBay, I think. I think you would have a grand time.
I think you guys would both love eBay. Yeah. Love eBay.
But, like, I don't understand, like, anything on, like, I don't really want anything that's on that I can't just, like, go buy from a retailer.
Or, like, on Amazon or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I've used eBay to just buy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could definitely use it for that. The auction process is fun, though. I get
the appeal for sure.
Yeah. So right now, we are two for the free lunch. Jay.
I go on eBay every single day, and it's usually like right before I go to bed, but I'll look at stuff, you know, everything's from like old like Bucks jerseys to like, you know, I went through a phase actually when I worked here where I wanted to get like a bunch of suit jackets or like sport coats. So I would like look on there for like Peter Millar sport coats or something like that. But I bought my son needed a new backpack and wanted a New York Knicks backpack. I bought that on eBay because I found it on like in a real site, but then I can get it for like a third of the price on eBay.
By bidding on it.
Mm. You just buy it now. Like it's just cheap.
Oh, but we're talking about winning the bid, right?
So the sniping the auction is very fun.
Was it used?
No. Had tags on it.
Che, like, has sniping auctions gotten harder with bots?
Yes. Yeah. Like I sniped an auction maybe like a month ago or a couple weeks ago. And I had this like jersey that I wanted, and it was like a game worn like signed jersey, and I wanted it, and I didn't really see this player that much, especially with this style of jersey. So I was like, all right, like I set an alarm for it. I knew when it was coming, and then it's like, all right, your alarm goes off. All right, go to it. I got a minute. I'm waiting. All right, 6 seconds, 5, 4, put it in, confirm. I'm the highest bidder with 1 second left. Bang, it's mine. See the price change. That's a very exciting feeling.
Yeah.
I got you a Derrick Brooks shirt off jersey or off eBay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's from eBay?
Yeah, that was from eBay.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that wasn't brand new. I don't know if you wore that straight off of me handing it to you, but you
no, washed it.
Okay,
my son is scared of that shirt because it's a fairly imposing figure.
He looks very scary in it. He's like it's an all like a black shirt with just like Derek like just staring you down if you're looking at the shirt. Yeah.
What was it going up against?
The free lunch at work.
I mean, free lunch is so appealing. So in Chicago, the reason why we get free lunches is we punted our holiday party.
That's right.
All the money that goes from the holiday party just goes to catering lunches for the month of January, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Our holiday party was so sick, though, dude. It was so worth it versus not having free lunch.
It was in the office.
Fucking piece of shit. So, you're going for the free lunch at work, Owen?
Free lunch. I think movies are like 150% better in theaters. I would use that same figure for food. I think it just tastes better if I didn't pay for it.
Some of my most
memorable meals are stuff I got for free.
Yep. Tastes better.
Yeah, just knowing.
It tastes better when you don't decide what it is, too.
Exactly. So, there was no choice. There's no sunk cost. Right. There's no guilt. It's risk-free. It fills you up, and it's the best.
Yeah, that's a great observation. So that is another one for free lunch at work.
I hate free lunch at work.
Wow.
You're the one that typically orders it. Dude. Yeah, I hate it. I like fucking with Bosco with it. Like, I like getting like some places just to mess them a little bit, but I just... During the week,
like the bros who come in with the Italian food?
I like them. I like them. Actually, that would make me be team free lunch.
I got you.
But no, I like to eat a little bit healthier during the week and then be a garbage can on the weekend. Mm. So when I don't get to like kind of pick my meal for lunch and have no control over it, just doesn't really do it for me.
I know. I don't eat lunch unless there's free lunch. Yeah. So I'm going lunch over no lunch.
You probably love it.
Lunch over no lunch.
I love free lunch.
Holy shit. I'll take lunch.
Two meals?
Another meal during the day? So it's going to be all free lunch.
You don't have to smoke cigarettes to like...
No Diet Coke or coffee. Just a Keurig coffee to keep you over.
I just made an eBay account.
Oh, hell yes.
Nice.
Yeah, the silent auction, I actually had one. I wouldn't use it for eBay, but I had one in November. And I was drunk and did a bunch of them, and I won a Jackson Hole one at the last second.
Ooh. Oh, that's big.
And it was pretty reasonable. Split it with with my dad, and it was totally worth it. Like, it was pretty exhilarating. Like, we had the bottom offer for 2 hours, and then someone came in with 20 seconds left and upped it by 150. And I waited till 1 second, and I went up to the next minimum.
Nice.
And it was like a big trip that was below the actual price of what it really cost.
Yeah,
Che, do you ever sell?
I've not sold anything on eBay before.
Sold a few things. I sold my in-laws, they have from their old restaurant like a giant fucking like this by this like bread mixer thing, and I sold that on eBay. These guys drove all the way from Rhode Island to pick it up.
Was that during COVID?
No, this is like 6 months ago. Maybe.
Okay, I know people. I just listed for them. COVID.
Yeah. But yeah, that was cool. But anyway, the free lunch at work is going to move on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is, this might be a tough one to beat too. Most of your, I'd say your 1 and 2 are pretty hard to beat. Sports gambling / watching a game with your boys. So you're kind of covering your bases with both of these. Yeah. So I think just watching the game with your boys in general could be its own thing and its own. But I do, sports gambling is typically, at least nowadays, part of it. And that is going up against number 14 seed. A very similar one, but no sports involved. Poker night with friends. And poker night is a great night. Great, great night, Trey. I love that. So poker night versus sports gambling / watching a game with your boys, Dukes.
That's tough. Both could go kind of hand in hand.
These are elite hangs, both.
Elite.
Great.
I hate poker, or I'm just not good at it. I'm going to go poker.
You're going to go poker?
I'm going to go poker. I hate poker. Yep. That's how elite poker night with friends is.
Yeah,
it's almost like a trip to get like an Airbnb. You get all together. It's a reason to get together with friends.
It's a treat. It's a treat.
Yeah. And just like playing table games, you don't care if you win or lose money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's for the banter. And obviously watching sports and gambling is great. We are at the company that pushes that 24/7, but you get to do that 24/7. I think the poker night's a more rarified air.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's got a bachelor trip vibe to it.
It's a great
for that reason. I'll go.
I love a reason to get together with people, and a poker night is it. Where if you just text me like we're watching sports and like at XY's house, I'd be like, okay, like you could skip that.
Because
poker night, you're like that's once every 8 months.
Yeah, because you need numbers. You could watch the game with 2 to 4 people.
Yeah,
you're gonna need at least 6 to play poker, and for that reason, that's a big night.
Dana must have. It must have been so easy for Dana to have a poker night. Just one out of 30 people would be like, we can get 8.
30 30 people at his bachelor party. Yeah, dude, fucking. I went to a poker night recently on Long Island. My friend's like, yeah, we're gonna do one. You know, I mean, you know, it's a trip for you. It's. I'm like, I'm gonna travel 2 hours to get to poker.
Yeah.
Like, I have no problems with that whatsoever.
I think a 2-hour trip for a poker night is more than reasonable. I think anything under 2 hours, you should absolutely do.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
2 hours is nothing, by the way.
Oh, dude, and like, we all made different snacks and stuff. It was, it was a blast.
I dragged my ass across a mile of Captain Crunch.
Yes.
you did drag your ass around.
You've done that.
Yeah, you've done that.
I've seen you.
I know. Come on now. All right.
2 for poker night, Jay.
I'm 39 now, and I, you know, live in the house in the burbs. I think if you're like probably a little bit older and you are able to do this with friends and neighbors somewhat regularly, like even once every 2 or 3 months, that is like ideal. Mm-hmm. I rarely get to do this now. Jerry actually hosted one like a year ago, and it was coincidentally on my birthday. He did not know that it was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of my best birthdays. this place. He like hired a dealer. He got
That's awesome.
He got what's it called, Benihana, but that type of place to like cater and like make a bunch of stuff. And a couple people from Barcelona. It was so much fun. Anytime you get to do this, and especially now, is like pretty rare. Like maybe once a year, twice a year at most, that this could happen. It's always a treat. That being said, like we do streaming and sports gambling with our friends all the time, and coming in on Sunday and asking, you know, Jerry, Big Cat, PFT, like, what are your bets? Everybody's typically in together for the most part. And, you know, seeing those hit is, you know, the peak of my existence as a individual right now. So, it's got to be that for me, sports gambling and watching the game with the boys.
So we have 2-1 right now in favor of poker night. KB.
Man, I don't do poker nights, but hearing you guys talk about it and thinking of the idea of it, it's got me so excited.
You're at my next one.
Just get 8 dudes, good banter. And if I could just win one hand.
All you need.
Man. And I used to do it as a kid with my neighbors, so I'm going to go poker night. But I love sports betting and watching the game too.
Disclaimer: I love gambling on sports.
Yeah, love it.
We are 3-1 in favor of poker night. Junda.
It doesn't matter, but yeah, I'm with KB. I've only had a couple poker nights, and I felt kind of embarrassed because I don't know poker very well. And then once I started learning the rules, I did the thing where I would sort of sandbag and pretend not to know the rules, so people wouldn't know what I was doing. And I was moving like a fucking terrorist. I was like doing stuff that I didn't need.
You were hustling.
Doing, yeah. I just don't have that much experience with it. And gambling with your friends and watching the game is super fun, especially in regards to UFC. Like, there's something so pure and amazing about cheering as a man is laying on the floor and his life is permanently changed. It's just such a carnal desire, but it doesn't matter. So I'll go betting.
You had like poker nights in high school, but it was like you and your guys poking girls on Facebook. I feel like that's something you've been.
You know,
Junda. He was poking. You were poking girls, weren't you?
100%.
I was poking girls for decades plus.
Decades plus.
You're currently poking
chat streets.
I'm pretty sure they went away because I went back a couple years ago to go poke people, and it was gone.
They've been gone
for 12 years,
You think anybody had, like, pigeon streaks back in the day?
What's that?
What's that?
Like, 84 days in a row, they'd have pigeon letters back and forth to each other.
What the fuck?
And then somebody missed one, and they all got mad.
Communicated, dog.
Yeah, I get irrationally angry back in the day when Snapchat would send you a notification. It's like, your streak's about to end. I was like, dude.
Speaking of stat corrections, remember when you'd be in a streak with somebody, it'd be like 100 days and you'd forget and it would go away? Snapchat now I saw has a help support where you can like argue against your streak. Like you can correct it. Like, no,
so
I did Snapchat
Holy
today.
Shit.
My streak went away.
Wait, did you argue for correction?
No, but I've gotten blocked for not keeping a streak going.
Can you call right now and we live argue for your Snapchat streak?
I'm telling you, something's fishy about it. They do like 48 hours now.
Dude, I saw a guy, the guy my next to me on my flight was taking pictures. He was taking pictures like Snapchatting and like all these things like just lifted off, haha. He was like 60 years old. Like a 60-year-old man.
Yeah, and he wasn't sending those to an adult.
No, God, no.
Yeah, no.
That, it was so sinister. I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
Do you know those, like, when it's the guy, old guy at MSG and he's texting his side girlfriend? It's the biggest letters, it's the horniest shit. I was like, those are, like, how does that guy do that? I was at the bar the other weekend, and I witnessed it for the first time, and it was just a divorce happening. Like right in front, like, just like, you piece of fucking shit. Like, I'm just like, and I was just shit. Like...
It's because I think they increase the font size on their phone.
Yeah, that's true.
But why
do they do?
Do they act like nobody could read that?
I think so.
They do. That's how
they assume everybody else has their eyesight. Yeah. They'd be like, you'd have to be inched to the glass to read this thing.
Yeah.
You need a sniper scope.
Yeah.
Dude, and it's always the most foul things on like the size 80 font. It's like, I'm going to rip that ass up. It's like, why are you writing that out? Like,
they're at a Miami Dolphins game.
Yeah.
It's like, just go home.
I'm going to tie you up later. It's like, dude, just go home now if you're this horny.
It's actually Nikki Smokes.
Yeah, it's just Nikki. Okay, so it is Poker Nights moving on. Now we have the number 10 seed versus the number 7 seed. The 10 seed is playing basketball, which I do agree. Ooh. It feels like it's become more rare, but playing basketball is just, it's awesome. And you require so little prep versus so many other sports to try and play with your friends. And that is going up against the number 7 seed, which is the movie-going experience, which you were talking movies plus popcorn plus everything involved in it. So this is actually a very good matchup from Stephen Shea. So we're going
to... These are very normal. So...
It doesn't need to be exceptional. It's just things he likes.
Yeah, no. These are just normal dude things.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I feel like I'm... For the most
you are
pretty normal.
I'm just letting you know.
I think refreshingly vague as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we was talking to I think Tommy about this idea recently, and he was saying we should just do it for everybody. And I do think we could do this for this panel. Like I'm wondering what KB's top 16 things are.
No, it is a fun prompt.
Put it together, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that for next week.
Yeah, these are all great things.
Yeah. So we'll start with you, Rudy.
I was ready to push basketball through until you said the movie-going experience. I recently started playing basketball. I never played basketball growing up. We play here in the office every Friday pickup. I'm terrible, but it's very fun, and it's a good workout, and there's a lot of camaraderie. But, man, do I love the movie-going experience. Holy shit. That's, like, one of my favorite things, and the fact that it's a dying industry is terribly sad. Also... I like classic movie theaters. Miss me with the fucking recliner chairs. I don't want to see you eating a Caesar salad while I'm trying to watch Oppenheimer. Like, no, you sit your ass down, you get a Diet Coke, some popcorn, and some bad food. You do not get a fucking meal at the movie theater. That's crazy. But I love the movie going experience. I think it's great, and I wish it happened more often. I went to go look at movies the other day, and there was literally nothing that was worth choosing.
Watch the previews. Yeah, to be honest, most of the time I go to the movies, I haven't heard of the movie until like 30 minutes before.
That's a good...
And then I'll just watch the trailers and see like...
Maybe I'm being a little too snooty. Just go...
There's always
time of year
like,
as well.
Yeah. You know what? Me and Clemmer went to something recently, and a guy that was sitting next to us was eating something with chopsticks, like a Pokeball. Like, that to me is, out of all the things you could eat in a movie theater, like crazy meals, like eating whatever, burrito, stuff with four. Needing a meal that requires chopsticks is insane to me, to bring that into a movie theater.
Unsurprisingly, I think Billy Football brings a Chipotle burrito to every movie he sees.
Not surprising.
I'm okay with that because
kind of a cool move. Liam was telling me about it.
Yeah,
he prides himself on it.
If you smuggle dinner in, you have my respect. If you order dinner at the movie theater, you've lost it.
Well, yeah, I just don't go to theaters that offer meals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'm with you. Those ones, like, I don't want to smell garlic and shit.
Me and Jeff used to make a competition out of, this is before we got hired, in between that period, we would like try to see what we could smuggle into a theater. I once got a rotisserie, I got a rotisserie chicken in once. That was the peak of it. That was the max.
Edible arrangement.
Yeah.
Well, that's impressive because the security is incredible there.
Yeah, the security is very tough at AMC.
And they care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're being sarcastic, right? Yeah. I hope so. I'm just making sure. Because they did not give a fuck. I think I could have held it out in my hand and they would.
That's a feeder job to the Secret Service.
You could bring a motorcycle in and they wouldn't even care.
A sushi boat, like she's being wheeled in to the side. in the aisle.
Yeah. Billy Football actually called me today. It's just really quick. One of my last stories, he calls me. He goes, dude, you leaving Barstool? And I go, yeah. He goes, where are you going? And then I go, I'm about to answer. He goes, hold on, I'm getting a phone call. I'll call you back. hangs up on me. Never calls me back. Never calls me back.
That is insane.
Ask me, and then he's like, it's just so Billy. So perfect. I was like, I don't want you to call me back.
The perfect goodbye.
Yeah, perfect, perfect Billy.
Yeah.
So one for the movie going experience from Rudy, KB.
Oh, yeah. I don't like playing basketball games. I like shooting around, but I never like finish a game feeling athletic in any way. It's just too hard of a sport. Yeah, the movie going experience is great. And then if the movie's good, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go movies.
Movie going, Jay?
I'm trying to see what I even ranked higher because these are both really good.
You had a movie-going experience at 7, and you had playing basketball at 10.
Yes, then I guess I got to go movie-going experience. I mean, movie popcorn is genuinely my favorite food. And I get it every single time I go to the movies. It's so good. AMC, I think, has the best. Regal's not bad, but they need a little bit more salt. Love going to the movies, especially if it's a good movie, like I think KB or Owen said.
Good point by me, yeah.
playing basketball is great, but... going to the movies is just, it's something that sticks with you. You can play basketball a lot of times and it's just kind of non-memorable. It's like, ah, yeah, maybe I scored a couple points. It's fine. Nothing crazy. But movies stick with you for longer. So I'm going to go with movies.
Dude, the fucking Regal line, I think there's like a direct funnel from like high school remedial classes directly into the Regal employee like database. Like, it's incredible how slow everything at Regal works.
Yeah.
Owen?
I'm with the fellas. I go to the movies like 100 times a year. Mm-hmm. I'm with Che.
Do you go 100?
A couple times a week, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
But, yeah, and if you do the AMC shit, it's free. So yeah, then exactly. You have insurance. It doesn't even have to be a good movie. You're already getting the popcorn and
stuff. Yeah, this is the sunk cost.
You have that?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like $20 a month for you could go to 4 movies a week if you want.
All right, that's good to know.
Think about
that's
it.
That's mine. Yeah, that's think also
but that's not a free ad. We also have dick pills.
Yeah, we got everything else you could possibly
want. DraftKings.
I do love the movies. I think it's a simple pleasure in life.
Yeah, it's the best.
Do you guys remember MoviePass?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I was an active participant of MoviePass.
Dude, that has to be the best and worst idea in business.
100%. Mm-hmm. They tried to bring it back.
They sure did. Didn't work. Because everyone else is just doing that now.
Do you guys all go to the movies alone?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've actually never done it.
Dude, it's awesome.
You gotta try it.
It's riveting.
Once you rip the band-aid off, like exactly. It feels like nervous at first, like, but once you do it, you'll maybe never want to do it another way again.
Also,
everyone says that.
If you look around too, like most people are there by themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was the first time I went, I took an edible and I went to the Regal, the AMC, like near Times Square during COVID, and they were doing construction and there was no door entry. And I'm looking around, I go to the cop, I'm like, do you know where the entrance to the movie theater is? He goes, sir, it's right there. Yeah. Just points right next
it's
to
like
me.
It's like a three-story AMC logo.
And I was thinking, I was just like, I bought the movie ticket in advance and everything. I'm like, I'm just going to get out of here. This is a nightmare scenario. But once I figured it out, I was like, all right, I did it like every week.
Dude, I think it might be the AMC in Times Square. They have the theater that has the seats that like move.
RDX or whatever.
And the RDX, and it has like, if there's like a rain scene, it'll like miss the shit.
Yes.
Dude, I did mushrooms. And then went to that, and I...
For what movie?
Uncharted. And I was like, this is going to be... I went on with a date, and I was like, this is going to be either like... This is either going to be like life-changing experience, or it's going to be super funny bad.
Yeah.
And it was borderline like damaging to my health. Like, it was such a bad combination of things. And the funniest thing... In the first 2 seconds, there's that crazy airplane scene, and the seats are flying all over the place. You almost get whiplash. And this guy rode ahead of us, just the seat moves one time, and he goes, oh, hell no. gets up and leaves.
He leaves?
Yeah, it was unbelievable, dude. It was a god-awful experience.
Yeah, that sucks.
How'd your date like it?
It was bad. She did not have fun. Neither of us had fun.
It's weird because you would hear that story and be like, do not do that. Now I'm like, I need to try that.
Yeah, I need to try it.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
I want to do that, yeah.
What's Duke's favorite movie?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh,
most rewatchable Tarantino. Nice.
Yeah, I like, I'm very big into Tarantino.
Yeah.
I do like The Departed a lot. I like Cheaper by the Dozen 2 to When I'm Drunk.
Oh, man.
I love those movies, man.
I wanted to be the bully with the upside-down visor so bad. Upside-down and backwards visor.
Yes.
He was the man.
Oh, I just remembered this, too. So in, like, an action movie with those, obviously there's going to be a lot of movement in, like, a car chase scene or whatever. But then there was, like, a 20-minute period where there was nothing happening and the seats weren't moving. And then all of a sudden there's a scene where Mark Wahlberg is fighting this, like, kung fu Asian chick. And he gets up and, like, gets around her and just clocks her, and the seats were like boom, and I could not it probably was the mushrooms, I couldn't stop laughing. Wait. Someone had to like code in,
he beat an Asian on screen recently.
Yeah, that's tough.
I was crying laughing, and no one else was laughing. I couldn't believe it. It was so funny.
Holy shit!
Do you think that he was in? Do you think he was like doing that scene? And he was like, "Can we just
come on? Let's tone this down.
Yeah, please.
Let's just talk it out."
Any of these extras want a shot today?
And then some agents like, "But man, the seat movement on this, the audience is gonna go.
Yeah, Mark, really it's gonna kill.
Yeah.
Mark, you don't understand, Mark.
Think about the guys on shrooms."
Yeah. So the movie going experience is going to move on. Now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed is, and I don't know what this.
Can I ask one last movie question?
Yes.
What would you guys want to see in 4DX?
Ooh,
like Avatar. I think would be kind of cool. But I think it's because of the Disney ride. The Disney ride's very similar to that. You ever do the Disney ride for Avatar where it's like you're on the thing and they're shoving the scents and the mist and shit?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might be kind of cool.
That'd be good.
Jurassic World, maybe.
Maybe like Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah. Coach Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Carter.
Yeah,
dude.
That would be a sick one.
Imagine feeling the fucking
dribbles.
Them doing the suicides back and forth. Yeah.
Or maybe like Straight Outta Compton. So like when they have the hydraulic scene, it's like the seats are like I feel like I'm
would be
in a
little a Minecraft movie.
Terminator.
I think like a car chase movie would be really cool. Like anything with a car chase. Fast and Furious, I think would be great in RDX. Like adding to the actual experience. But anyway, that movie game experience is going to move on. Now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. I do not know what the 2 seed is. So you're going to have to explain it to me, Che. Swim up blackjack? What is that?
Oh,
come on.
You swim up to
a pool bar?
Pool bar and you play blackjack.
It's in the name.
Crazy. Okay. I thought this was like almost like Spanish 21. I thought it was like one of those things.
This is combining two of the other seeds together.
Yeah.
This is
like
a mega team.
Yeah.
Doing it all wet.
Yeah. So swim up blackjack is actually sounds bad.
That's one of my favorite things is just doing it all wet.
Yeah.
just doing it all.
But the stools are like underwater. The dealer is generally going to be a woman in a bikini and she's dealing
hell yeah, let's do it.
Blackjack and so you and your boys can pop up and play blackjack while you're also in the pool on a nice day.
That you definitely can make her laugh if you get if you bust and then you do the fake drowning.
Women always laugh when I bust, usually.
Yeah.
So the number 2 seed, Swamp Blackjack, is going up against the number 15 seed. Asking for and receiving extra snacks on an airplane. I didn't know this worked. I saw a guy do it on Flight to Chicago. It was crazy. He got 3 bags of pretzels.
I got 3 last time I went here.
Jay does it every time.
It's fucking
That's
crazy.
That's wild.
It's fucking crazy.
Don't care.
The swim up blackjack versus asking for and getting free snacks on airplane Dukes.
Can you get an extra drink? Or do they not do drinks?
This was just snacks.
No, they charge you for that.
Yeah,
I hate their snacks unless it's a Stroop waffle. To be honest, the Stroop waffle is elite plain snack.
I don't talk about the Stroop waffle.
Do you guys ever try the quinoa?
Everyone's talking Biscoff.
Quinoa is amazing.
Exactly, the Biscoff stinks. So for that reason alone, and I always get the Biscoff. Swimming up to.
I was weirdly thinking about Biscoffs today. Not today. Maybe it was yesterday. Wouldn't it be a good strategy for a cookie to just give airlines free product for a little while to sort of become the known
the
cookie
new
on
airline
flight?
Cookie.
I think Stroop that's
Waffle
fantastic.
Did that.
Stroop Waffle did
it? I'm almost positive because there was a time period where I would buy Stroop Waffles. Like, there's like this there's this energy snack that I take before I run. And it's
That's the quinoa ones. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know what you were talking about until now.
About.
Is the quinoa the Stroop Waffle?
No, the
Stroop
waffle like with like the caramel?
I haven't seen them in the wild yet. What are you flying? I'm Spirit.
7-Eleven. Yeah, dude, I'm still Spirit.
So you're going with a swim blackjack?
Has to be.
Yeah.
Sumo blackjack. I've never done that. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. That does sound very cool.
You'd have such a, like a, it would be not troubling to lose money to a girl that's
just like a hot girl, wearing a bikini dealer.
Just like, take it. Yeah. I don't even need to play a hand.
Two for the sumo blackjack, Che.
It'd probably be more annoying to have the money. It's going to get wet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Swamp blackjack is awesome. That is a concern, is like once you color in for chips, like you're stuck with those chips until you get to a cashier. So that's the only downside. But like the upside is so great. It's like, oh, I'm going to take a break from the casino. I'm going to go hit the pool. Maybe go to a pool party, and it's like you and your buddies are there. Oh, swim up blackjack. Perfect.
Swim up anything sounds awesome. Swim up jury duty, I would do.
Yeah.
Just make everything swim up. Swim up DMV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I would wait all afternoon.
For your trunk?
Swim up DMV line.
To the DMV?
Yeah.
Yo, where are you at?
I'm at the TV. Why are there seagulls?
I've been treading water for like 14 hours.
I'm waterlogged. I'm a full raisin. So another one for swim up blackjack, KB.
Yeah, I think I would like that a lot. I am anti doing non pool activities in the pool, like basketball, no, charcuterie, no.
There's been a rise of that.
They flex like their breakfast on a raft.
Yeah,
no, yes. No. I don't want to play beer pong in the pool. But I would, just being at a pool bar is an amazing feeling, so I would do that.
How about pool games out of the pool? Like a Marco Polo.
Out of the pool? That might hit it. I want to try that.
Hide and seek.
Sharks and minnows.
Yeah. Toothpaste.
Just do it on a golf green.
Yeah.
I don't want to play.
It'd be kind of funny if they did like heads up poker, like the World Series of Poker in a pool. Like Phil Hellmuth and like all those guys just flipping the fuck out, but they're in like
that'd be
shirtless
awesome.
In a little trunks, yeah. Splashing water. Like, yeah.
Do you know the torpedoes underneath the pools?
Oh, yeah. That was the best.
I took shrooms and did that with my buddy. Like my friends, like we're just under the pool doing this for like 2 hours. A blast,
dude! You pretend you're Godzilla.
Like go up for air once in a while.
Yeah. I think I've told this story before, but I was once like me and my friends in our freshman semester, we went to like Silver Springs to visit our buddy in Maryland, and we stayed in like a Marriott. It was like the only hotel we could afford, or a crappier one of the shittier things.
Yeah.
And we're in the pool and we're all ripped. And we're
you guys
all,
were jacked at the time?
Like, yeah. Dude, no, you weren't.
We just took that off and we were no,
we were all 4% body fat.
We were all drunk.
Time
as shit.
Of our lives.
So yeah. There's other
we're fucking for sport.
Dude, back in the day, we used to just hang out and be ripped.
Just be ripped. We were ripped. Dude, there's no feeling.
Where
better.
Was I going with this?
Nothing better than being strong in Silver Springs, Maryland. But we were in the pool, and there's all their families in the pool, but we're all drunk as fuck. And I'm like, dude, I fucking bet you I could go from the other end back to this end underwater. No question.
Yeah.
So I do it. And then when I come back, I come up, I'm just in between a circle of a family. Like, they're all in a circle, and I just came up dead center. Just a drunken 18-year-old. It's like, oh, fuck, my bad.
How long was I down there for?
Yeah, dude, it was so bad. But, Rudy, are you going to smell blackjack, too?
Yeah, airplane snacks, I'm very anti. I mean, they come up to me, and they're like, oh, would you like this horse food? I'm like, no, thanks. I'm fucking good.
And they deliver it like they're giving you water in a desert. I mean, I guess they are, but...
Yeah. What about Turkish Airlines is great, I thought, their food.
Yeah, but that is an airline where they treat you like a human being.
True.
And not a cargoed animal. It's disgusting. I hate the airplane food, so I'm going to go swim a blackjack for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to run through our playoffs. But before we do that, let's talk about DraftKings. The NBA 82 grind is done, and now the real fun begins. The NBA playoffs are here, and it's time for high-stakes drama, clutch moments, and jaw-dropping plays. We can't wait. And if you are looking to make the playoffs even more exciting, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered as the official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in games all the way through the finals, now is the time to back your favorite players and teams as they chase glory. All season long, DraftKings has been the go-to spot for NBA player props. Shout out Stephen Shea. And that doesn't stop now. Want to make the playoff experience more intense? Try placing a bet on your favorite team's performance. They will be dropped 30 points, 40. It's all up to you. Well, I guess if you're Stephen Shea anyway. Ready to place your first bet? Down the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Lock in your bets and let's make a playoff run that is unforgettable. Here is something special for first timers. New DraftKings customers, bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Make it a playoff run to remember with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DEBATE. That's code DEBATE for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you just bet. Just least $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
It's yours.
Shout out to DraftKings. All right, playoffs time. First up, we have the number, number 12 seed. Getting that stat corrected, man. Getting a stat corrected going up against Tropical Drinks on a Beach.
Shit.
This is a Titan matchup right here.
Goliath versus Goliath.
Yeah, so let's start out with you, Rudy.
Man, that is tough because I'm now picturing like your wife, like, Steve, we got to go. The kids are ready. And you're like, I'm busy. And you're on the I'm doing business. Or you have like your AirPods in and you're like Kendall Roy. You're like, I'm talking to my clients. Man, Tropical Drinks on a Beach is just so fucking awesome. I can't do it. Yes, that.
See, I imagine Che, he has like the Matrix phone, like the one that clicks open, like, shh, and slides out in a rail. He's like, 1 second, shh, and he's like, calls out the NBA. KB.
I have to go Tropical Drinks on a Beach, but if I was Che, I'm voting the changing history. And like, that is such a power play.
It's it is your bet, but it's like a momentary thing. Even so, like
I don't think Tony Soprano ever did that.
No, he couldn't.
The high will last for, you know.
It wouldn't be able to work like with Tony.
Hours.
Yeah. Hold on, are you hearing us, Nick?
My mic's not on.
Oh, wait, no, I hear you.
I hear you.
Oh, it is?
I don't know how it is.
Okay, we'll all be here. Sorry, but yeah, you're going to go with the changing the stat then?
I'm going Drinks on a Beach for me.
Gotcha. Okay, so Nick, we did a bracket. Stephen Che he seeded out his top 16 things. That was it. That's the whole bracket. We're in our first matchup of the playoffs, which is Tropical Drinks at the Beach versus getting a stat corrected through the NBA.
Which he's done.
Which he's done multiple times.
Che has way more power than I think people want to give credit for.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine, like, you're one man, right? Like, this is like a... It's like Rocco taking on City Hall. Like, you don't think you can do it. And I'd imagine the rush of winning, like getting I changed this. I probably made a lot of people's bets hit. That would be way better than Tropical Drinks on a Beach. I think those get bad after one. Like, either too sugary and you feel like shit.
The opposite.
No.
They get better and better.
I'm going with stat change. Sweet. Did I just go out of order?
No, that's perfect. So we are 2-1 in favor of the Tropical Drinks. Jay?
Chalk.
Stat change is good, but it's like a momentary thing. And also, like, sometimes...
I'm like a drink.
Well, I'm picturing, like, a line and drinks up. So, like, and sometimes it's not as glorious as, like, oh, this changes the outcome of the bet. Sometimes it's like, all right, I need, you know, Ja Morant to get 6+ assists. I'm trying to get a stat correction in the third quarter for him to get to 2. So, like... It's not always, you know, sunshine and rainbows. It's a lot of
hard work, grinding in the mud. And you know what they say, one stat change is temporary. One single drink is forever.
It's almost the opposite. Stat change is very permanent.
That's what it's, it slips.
Yeah.
But if you're, I mean, you do, like, you know, if you work to live, so do they say. Like, Tropical Drinks on the Beach is the end goal. Mm-hmm. If I can just get to the end goal, like, that's great.
That's what you're doing tropical it for,
yeah.
Drink.
Yeah. You're making money off the stat change in order to get to the tropical drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That is a good point.
Yeah. So we are 3-2 in favor of the tropical, or 3-1 in favor of the tropical drinks.
I have to change after he spun it that way.
Okay, so
it's the reason he's doing that is for the tropical. Everything he does is for the tropical drink.
Yeah.
Owen?
Tropical drinks. It does make it harder when you put it that way. All that's leaning towards.
I hate how Che's downplaying his power.
Yeah,
he is doing that.
I am going stat. For what it's worth, stat would have won for me.
It would have won for you.
But we're voting for us, not for Che. Do we have this power? Can we do this? This isn't something I have.
I think I'm jealous of Che's power. Like, I wish I had that type of power.
That I agree.
Is it even the power? Is it his drive? Like, both. If I lose a bet, I roll over and die.
It's true.
He's complaining about the second assist in the second quarter. That could be the make or break right there.
Well, like, actually, Nick was at the Donovan Mitchell playoff game where I got a stat corrected. But it happened with like 10 minutes left in the fourth.
Yeah,
it did get changed to like 2 minutes. And Big Ben's like, why?
I remember where
attention?
I was that night. TGI Fridays, Malvern, New York.
Yeah,
everybody remembers where they were
when Donovan Mitchell's stat change game.
Applebee's Jericho Turnpike.
Yes, yeah, that's right
there. The Jordan flu. It's right there.
Half off Long Island iced teas.
Yeah. Okay, so the tropical drink's going to move on. Now we have the number, what was it? The 9 seed versus the 1 seed. The 9 seed was catching the yellow light before it turns red. He did qualify. It's not just catching a yellow light. It's making sure before it's turned red. And that's going up against the number 1 seed, just throwing around a football.
Imagine the thrill of getting one before it turned green.
Wow, that would be insane. If you caught a yellow before it turned green?
Yeah, just, you would question your reality.
Yeah, everything would change. If you saw a light go from yellow to green, what would you do?
Probably call my mom.
Yeah,
yeah, you'd have to immediately. Call right?
my grandpa. Did you ever try? You know,
mom, what are you supposed to do when the yellow turns green?
Do you know when you try to time lights in like at home when yeah. it's like you see the bright yeah. side turns red? You're like, all right, I go now. I almost got into an accident like my first year driving because it turned red. You're red, and then it was like the turn on green. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and you
yeah,
messed
yeah.
it up,
and
yeah.
I messed it up,
so
and
it never
got,
turned
yeah,
green.
Yeah. Yeah, so dude, Dukes, heartbreaking.
Playing catch with the football versus
playing catch
with
the football.
No question.
No question. Go long. The best saying in sports.
Mm. One for catch with the football, Owen.
I don't hate red lights. Catch your breath for a second. I agree with Rudy and whoever else was saying that it's obviously worse in the city, but I'm also not huge on football catches. There's a few sports I would put ahead of it.
I don't think I've ever seen you so much as hold a football.
No, I do most nights. But I guess yellow light.
One for the yellow light. We're 1-1 right now. Che.
Playing catch by a mile.
Would you, here, Nick, I'll ask you a question. Do you think that Che has voted against his own seating at any point?
Yeah. Che is a complex individual, and I'd imagine sometimes his mind changes. I don't think he's wrong.
He's voted he's exactly his seating the whole way through.
It's a chalky bracket
imagine
for you.
That.
Yeah. So one for catch, or sorry, two for catch, Nick.
Yeah, it's got to be catch, but mine isn't like in a yard or like when we're at a football field. I love like the empty parking lot catch, like early at a tailgate. Okay. Kyle, do you remember rediscovering we were at a Walmart really late?
Oh, the one of
we
our best
heaving ball.
Oh my god!
In a completely empty parking lot. I swear, the ball. You know, it looks like you run faster in hotel hallways. It's like if I swear you throw further in a parking
you
lot.
Did.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call Nick Cannon. That's it.
Nick Cannon.
Damn right.
So you're going for the catch with football?
Definitely.
KB.
Yeah, catch football toss over one yellow light.
Football
if
toss.
If it was eight yellow lights in a row, maybe.
Oh, like Che,
maybe
that's
that.
Right.
All
right, yes.
But what if it was eight perfect spirals in a row?
Ooh. Moan inducing.
Che, answer that one.
I mean, anything, the yellow light is a cool feeling. And the eight one, I do remember, you know, whatever it is, 17 years later. But the football, like, that's just the peak.
And it's the. It's your control. Like the yellow light is chance.
Yeah.
If you throw a perfect spiral, that's because of you, baby.
Mm-hmm. Rudy?
Yeah, it's definitely throwing the football. The only negative I'll say is that I struggle with once you're kind of over it and then you don't know how to get out of it and you're like, feel really awkward being like, I'm done with this. And then you go look at your phone.
You have to like yell to the person, I'm done now.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a tough. Yeah.
Or you're just sitting and waiting for a third person to come in.
Mm-hmm.
One guy's just going to punt it. It's like, all right.
Yeah. Now we're done. Yeah.
90% of games of catch are like an errant throw that almost crashes into like a table or a window. And you have to do like the show your bottom teeth, inhale quickly.
Yeah.
And then.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, those ones are tough. Or if you accidentally hit a child, then it becomes bad. Or like it goes through the child's hand and boop, that's never good either.
Tears, yeah.
So playing.
Ooh, what about catches with your estranged father after a long gap?
Ooh, yeah. A long time coming, cap catch? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a swim-up bar, too.
It's a swim-up bar is a huge part of it. So playing catch with the football is going up against having a tropical drink at a beach to go into the finals. Starting with you, Rudy.
Throwing a football is great, but it don't get you drunk.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Let's go with the tropical drink then, you're saying, Rudy.
I don't know. I mean, now I'm like fantasizing about the collision of these two events.
And I mean, they go hand in hand.
They do.
They really do. I'm going to go with tropical drinks on a beach.
Tropical.
That's what James Bond does when he's not doing his thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's never thrown a football either. I think canonically.
No. Yeah, no.
KB.
It's chocolate drinks on the beach, but a downside, I don't want it on the beach. I'd rather have it by the pool
Or at looking the at the beach.
Tiki bar. Tiki bar on the beach. Yes, correct. Yeah.
I don't want to drag it to the middle of the sand.
Smack dam adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The condensation capturing all the sand on the glass. Don't love that.
No.
Yeah. So you're going with the tropical drink, Nick?
I associate having a catch with a tailgate, and I've said this before. I've never wavered. There's nothing I love more than tailgating. Getting up early, it kind of feels like Halloween. You're putting on clothes you would never wear otherwise, and I associate a game of catch with a tailgate. So, yeah, doing that.
One for the game of catch.
I've never thought of it
it's
like
a funny
that.
Way yeah, of saying Halloween, like, but also like that's me with church, I guess.
Yeah, waking up.
Waking up early.
All right.
We're gonna go listen to this guy dressed up like a priest.
Yeah. That shit, I never would.
Just like Halloween.
Drinking some wine, eating some crackers. Yeah, it all comes together. No.
A lot more things are Halloween core than I realized.
almost everything. Work for a lot of people is Halloween. Gotta go up, put on clothes I wouldn't typically wear and pretend. Everything's Halloween.
Life is Halloween.
Holy shit.
Check. Yeah, you can't.
Is catch the one seed?
Yes. That was Che's number one. He's not voted against his own seeding once yet.
I mean,
which,
we've all had the pleasure of being around Che when we're in an open area with a football. And you're over the moon.
He's so blessed.
Best.
Mm-hmm. Owen.
Could I be so bold as to ask everyone to close their eyes?
Sure, yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Close your eyes. You have no stresses, no worries in the world. You're somewhere relaxing. Somewhere you could breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. If everybody could just open their eyes. Was anybody near the water?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I was.
Yeah, it sure was.
Was anybody having a catch?
Yeah, I was.
I wasn't in mine.
Che was having a catch. One
I was
to three.
Too.
Was anybody doing both?
No. A Corona in hand.
That's not a tropical drink.
I know.
I'm going to go tropical drink.
Tropical drink.
I think it's just a lot of people's idea of heaven.
Che, I think playing catch might be my number one.
So Dukes.
I like my arm being sore the next day from just absolutely torturing my 12-year-old cousin.
We are three for the tropical drink, two for catch.
Yeah, it's easily catch.
Really?
Wow. Okay, so
I get drunk off the happiness from having a catch.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Man.
And I really like booze. I want to like say that.
Are you
like I
catch?
No.
I'm thinking of where I'd want to have catch the most.
I could go cold turkey with catch a lot easier than I'm doing it with alcohol. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no. I was thinking of it. I don't. I think I could give up booze. I don't. I think if like you could never.
You could give up catch, dude.
You'd be fine. honey, what are you doing in the garage?
I'll look at me like you're a stone cold fucking liar. I've seen you. I saw you on Saturday.
Into the game.
Sir, are you playing catch while you're driving?
Catch on the arm.
He's pulled over. He's like playing catch against his windshield. Like, sir,
my father used to be a bit of a catcher.
Yeah. Dude, coming home and your wife's like, "You reek of catch."
I smell the leather glove from here.
What's his name?
Yeah. Hello, my name is.
It's the kids or the pigskin.
Yeah. I've been a catchaholic for 6 years.
They have to make sure they can't give you anything throwable as your chip. You know what I mean? Otherwise, you might try to play catch with it.
Yeah, it has to be something really heavy, drilled to the ground.
Yeah.
Give him stones.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I stopped doing the 6-step drop back and embraced the 12 steps.
That's the 12 step drop. Yeah.
Yeah. 12.
So we are 3-3, which means I have to tie it. I think I've kind of been swayed on the catch because the tropical drink, I get a tropical drink, not always at the beach. And catch is rare.
There's a new sucker born every day. What the hell are you guys talking about? What are you talking about?
I
could go have the catch right now for $0. It would take me thousands and thousands of dollars to have a drink on a beach.
You could go to the bar across the street and a tropical drink. The beach is the different, separate part of it. But
okay, but then that's huge factor of what we're saying. It's a tropical drink on a beach.
I know. The thing is, I'm not even kidding. In San Diego,
you guys are insane. When's the last time you have a catch? If this is giving you this much happiness, why aren't you doing it daily?
I know.
You should incorporate this.
In San Diego, I was on, and this is what swayed me, on the beach in San Diego, My girlfriend Julia literally went up to me and she goes, "Do you want to go get a drink right across the street? Do you want to go get a pina colada and come back?" And I said, "No, I'd rather have a catch with your stepbrother." Yes, this happened in August. I legitimately turned down drinks for catch on the beach.
So play catch with her stepbrother. I mean, that's fucking, that's pretty indicative. Yeah.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
Fuck. I mean, checkmate.
But what do retired professional throw catchers do once they're done with the game?
Some of them become pitching coaches. You know what I mean? Like some of them,
they sit their ass on the beach and they get a fucking tropical drink.
I don't know. I go watch like Jim Harbaugh goes and he throws the ball every damn day when he goes at practice. You know what I mean? These guys love it.
He's not retired. He's still working. He's coaching.
I think having a catch is more rare right now for me than having a tropical drink.
You need another guy to consent.
Yeah. Like I think finding another guy to have a catch with is pretty hard.
This is awesome news. You guys all really want to have catches.
Yeah.
Do it with each other.
Enough. Do it.
You guys have the opportunity.
I'm going to have to switch my vote because
what a moment.
Yeah, I guess one of these is catch and the other one's paradise being drunk. I think I'm going to have to switch my vote. What has catch beaten?
Everything.
Catch is beat. So then we'll move over in a tropical drink with the switched vote. So tropical drink is going to move
on. Wait, what has catch beaten so far?
Catch has beaten paper airplane tickets for Jay.
That was crazy.
Like when one makes it to the field?
No, not
paper cooler airplanes.
No, sorry. Like the tickets from an airliner, like paper ones.
Having paper over electronic.
Like when you go to a game, you fold your ticket into a plane.
Paper planes, like the MIA song.
Yeah, that'd be good.
No, like the physical paper, like Delta ticket, whatever.
I've been to the airport with you. You go out of your way. You're like, you guys go through. I'm going to get my ticket paper.
Yep.
Is it just in case your phone dies?
No, I just like it better, like having it on me.
Hey,
doesn't collect.
Everybody has their quirks.
Yeah. So beating the yellow light, which you were here for. So the tropical fruit and their tropical drink is now going to move on. On the other side, we have poker nights with the fellas, which is a great pick by Che, going up against free lunch at work. Starting with you, Dukes.
The free work at lunch, or what's the other one?
Free work at lunch free versus work at poker lunch night.
Would be awesome.
How do you always do this?
Always.
Free work at lunch.
I hate free work at lunch.
Free work at lunch versus night poker.
Oh, free lunch at work. I hate that.
Free work at lunch.
I only do it.
Dukes, you do have like a 30-minute work break at lunch.
At Chipotle and ask if you could scoop for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's gonna sound like bullshit. This only happens in front of Nick. He's always around me when this shit happens.
He makes you nervous in like a you guys have sexual tension.
Yeah.
In a kitchen work is catered. Just a bunch of fucking paper. Paper and pens.
Yeah, spreadsheet.
I hate free lunch. I want to earn it.
So you're gonna go with poker night?
I'm going with poker night. It's very rare to get 12 dudes together.
So one for poker night.
Oh, this is really tough.
You want to earn lunch? What does that even mean?
No, I don't want to earn lunch. I do like the free factor of it. I hate that I don't get to decide it and I don't have control. I think it's a control thing because this goes back to the stats.
Yeah.
I like the power in stats. I don't have the power of the lunch.
You're a control freak. Yeah. It seems like a little bit.
Yeah, I guess. I got to go to therapy, I think.
Hey, Owen.
What are the two?
It's poker night versus free work at lunch.
Damn. These would probably be my top two. I might go with poker night for the same reason Duke said. It's more rare, even though they both feel like a treat when they happen. I think I might get more free lunches than I get poker nights.
You typically get a sometimes free dinner at poker night? Or free snacks, at least.
How many lunches have you had this year?
Now, you get a free drink every 45 minutes.
Well, that's at a casino poker night. I'm thinking like you're in the basement of your friend's house.
True.
Yeah. So we are two for poker nights right now, Che.
I wanted to look it up, and I'm actually going to vote against myself. Poker night with the boys is elite and doesn't happen nearly enough. So every time it does happen, it is special. Free lunch at work is certainly very nice, but you know that is a more common thing. So give me the poker night.
Tate's story also scares me about free lunches.
What?
Just how he gained like 50 pounds in like a couple months.
Yeah. That is tough.
Yeah.
So we are all...
Also, is it free?
You gain 50 pounds, so it's not right.
Like we work here.
Nick.
Yeah, like, I can't eat most things now. And so, like, we had the free lunch month in January.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I, every single time, I would go down there excited. Maybe it was something. And I would just end up sucking a ketchup pack. Every time. I'm just over in the corner sucking pack.
Like Big Daddy. Frankenstein from Big Daddy.
Yeah. Hogan with the boys, like, there's like a palpable excitement. Every time a new boy walks in, it's like, hey!
It's that pop, man. Yeah.
It's like Kramer walking in Seinfeld every single time. Woo! So I think the rarity is what makes it so great. Mm. So I'm going with the poker night with the boys.
Poker night.
We should do that.
Oh, yeah. We already planned some here pretty recently. Yeah. We just bought a poker table. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Molly's game.
Molly's
we should
great
have a table
movie.
In the office.
KB.
We have that here.
Yeah, we just bought one. That and a pool table.
New York City on top.
For once, yeah, we finally have. Yeah, we got a poker table first.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you guys. Your internet wasn't working.
KB.
Yeah, poker night. Poker night. Get some root beer floats, some tacos, deviled eggs.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Not enough deviled
eggs. I'm farting in that basement like you wouldn't believe.
A good poker night should smell like sulfur.
Yeah, it should be sulfurous in that room.
Jay, you could deal.
Yeah. we have to do it. We should do a poker night.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. Rudy?
Bracket poker night.
Poker night is better. I feel like a poser because I don't play.
I don't
poker.
Do it either.
I don't know poker.
Love the sound of it.
But yeah, it sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Poker nights with friends should be low enough stakes that people who don't know how to play can play.
Yes.
And lose money and not care about it.
That's what I want.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone in the beginning of poker night is very helpful in like helping the people that don't know how to play. Mm-hmm. And then after a few rounds, once they fuck up, you can make fun of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And eventually maybe they bow out and just start drinking and having snacks.
Yeah. Just having fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now as poker night moves on, we have Swim Up Blackjack versus the whole movie going experience, movie plus popcorn, all of those things. So Swim Up Blackjack, you want to explain that to Nick, Jay?
It's blackjack in a pool and there's stools.
Have you done that? Is that a common thing?
It's usually at like a Vegas or AC type place where it's like a pool party, but they also want you to gamble.
Okay.
So it's pretty, and it's usually...
Do the cards get wet?
So it's a blackjack table, but then it's just in like, it's a swim up bar pretty much, like a pool bar, but then there's a blackjack table, there's a deal on the other side, and there's stools for you to sit on.
Do the cards get wet?
No.
Okay.
Oh, and there's also a woman with big breasts.
Yeah, the dealers are Navi.
Dealing, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. From the Avatar series.
Yeah, I got it.
Bikini lady?
Mm-hmm.
How deep is the water?
If you stand up, maybe like waist.
Okay.
So your legs are in the water.
Your legs are in the water.
It's,
there's a stool.
It's wet foot blackjack.
Yeah,
there's a stool.
We're saying
you ever been playing blackjack and wish you stepped in a puddle?
Yeah. This is fun, but my feet are dry.
So dry.
So Swim Blackjack versus the movie going experience. Rudy.
Oh, you go to the poker table, sit down in a swimsuit, and then you're like, oh, is this not the
wrong one?
What the fuck?
Do you guys have dry blackjack here?
Yeah.
Do you mean just blackjack here?
Ooh, ball pit blackjack would be way more fun.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. Trampoline blackjack.
Trampoline blackjack.
Now you're talking, dude.
Yeah. Slam ball.
That would be so sick.
Everybody forgets about the cards and just plays slam ball.
I fold and slam it down. What are we talking
about?
It's
against the movie-going experience.
Oh. Movie-going experience.
One for the movie-going experience. KB.
Movie-going experience. I don't like when they poolify things. They poolify blackjack. They even poolify movies. You ever see that? Like movie night where you can all get in the pool with your family. Yeah. It's like, no.
Swim up theater.
Mm-hmm.
Swim up shit, yeah.
They do Baptist ceremonies in wave pools, I think.
Yeah. That actually sounds kind of fun. I wouldn't mind that.
That would be fun.
Wave pools are great, I think.
Dude.
Wave pools.
Love them. Love them.
The wave pool at...
Not enough.
The wave pool at Waterworld used to be one of the most dangerous places in the world. And
there should be more wave pools than pools.
Agreed. We should use them as transportation.
The word pools should be reserved for wave pools, and they should call those boring pools.
Boring pools.
Bad pools.
Yeah. They're so much worse.
A still pool.
Yeah, it's just... Ugh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although... In a stationary pool, you and all your boys can run in a circle and make a whirlpool, and that is great. And you can't do that in a wave pool. So just
and 400 teenagers can jump in at once to quake it.
Yes.
They oh, yeah. While they're wearing their socks.
Yeah.
Every time.
Always the socks.
Trueies and socks.
Yeah. So you're going with the, which one, KB? You're going with the movie-going experience?
Yeah, by far.
Nick?
Every time I go to the theater, I walk out saying, like, I should do that way more. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. It's a little bit of peace. And I love a popcorn, dude. So mm-hmm. Absolutely movie theater experience.
Movie theater experience, Che?
Swim up Blackjack. I can recall pretty much every time I've done it, and it's been extremely fun every time. And that's one.
How many times do you think you've done it?
Four.
So of course you can recall every time.
Okay.
Yeah. Good memory.
Listen, you didn't lie. You didn't lie.
Yeah, it'd be crazy to play Swim Up Blackjack enough times to forget it.
Yeah, you're playing too much Swim Up Blackjack.
That's too much Swim Up Blackjack.
It's a problem. I don't know if it's a gambling or a swimming problem.
Getting would be crazy.
Your husband can't stop playing Swim Up Blackjack.
You just have pruned fingers.
Yeah. Jay, what was the first movie you saw in theaters?
Land Before Time.
Nice.
Ooh, wow, good movie, great movie. Good movie. Yeah.
It's a good first movie.
Not being able to swim, but wanting to swim up Blackjack.
Taking lessons to be able to play Swim Up Blackjack. Adult swimming lessons.
I have Swim Up Blackjack lessons.
You have floaties going to Swim Up Blackjack.
Taking the subway up to the Y to learn how to swim so I could gamble with my friends.
So I could go to AC for the weekend.
And stand in waist-deep water.
Owen.
Swim Up Blackjack sounds like a great fantasy. I guess you did it four times, but I honestly thought you made it up. I have tangible movie memories, and for that reason, I'll go with that.
Movie going experience?
It makes me happy how happy it makes Che.
Yes.
I do want to say that. Like, I would seek it out.
And it's something
now,
I definitely want to try now.
But
yeah.
For me, it's exactly what Nick said. Like, every time I leave the movies, I'm like, it's the three elements I love most: doing nothing, laying down, and having popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that every night.
It's escapism, but also can be enriching, which is a rare combo.
So the movie going experience versus poker night with the fellas, Dukes.
Shit.
Just to go into the finals.
I think it's the movie going experience, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Versus
poker night with the boys.
Oh.
Poker night with the boys is elite, but for me, I don't do movie night alone. That they both are equally special experiences for me, and I do like the movie experience more.
Mm-hmm. Right now. One for the movie going experience.
This is going to be soul splitting for Owen.
I'm going to vote in solidarity with Owen because this is probably like his two biggest things.
Yes.
I know, this is very tough. So the big thing for me so far in this bracket for poker night has been the scarcity. I feel like it's such a rare thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know here whether that works in its favor or not. Like, if I had the opportunity, would I play poker as often as I go to the movies?
If poker night happened as often as for you movie going happened, would it be as special for you?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Right now in your time period of your life, you would go to poker night instead of a movie night. But if you flipped
I would.
It, you, if you flipped it, you would.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What would you rather do tonight? I feel like that's got to be the answer, right?
Poker night.
Yeah.
Good question, Che.
Yep.
Good question.
I think you just sealed poker night. Che?
Yeah. Poker night.
Another for poker night. Nick?
Poker night, it can just be one thing. It's poker night. The movie experience can be a first date. It could be sneaking into Memoirs of a Geisha with your boys. It could be going with your parents to see a good movie. It could be going solo. It could be a million different things. And that's even, there's the genre of the film you choose. It's could be a new experience, a new combo every single time.
He's right.
So I'm going with the movie experience.
2-2 right now. KB?
I've been riding with poker night all the way through, despite never doing it or having done it. Man, I think poker night over most movie nights, despite never doing it. But if it's a great movie, movie night. But if I win poker night, poker night.
Okay, which high would be better?
I think me winning poker night would be better than even seeing my favorite movie in theaters.
First date, Jackass 2.
Dates, hell no. First date, that's not. I'm not going to be comfortable. I'm going to be thinking about what she thinks about me.
Oh, shit, okay. Jay, what was your first movie date movie?
Spider-Man, maybe?
Okay. Ooh. Mine was The Grudge.
Mine was The Social Network.
Mine was Yes Man with Jim Carrey. Not a good movie.
I think mine was Shutter.
Did you leave Ken Jeong? You were like, he says yes to everything and things were good.
Yeah, that dorked out for him. Actually, kind of made his life a nightmare in that movie, to be honest.
She dated Bo O'Connell the next week.
Yeah.
No, dude.
Yeah, oh, well, he's the man. He DJs initials? Now. He's my good friend. What?
What's the initials?
BB.
Yeah, I know exactly who it is. Mm.
Social Network was great.
That's
though.
Still
I was
probably
locked
still,
in.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, it was
fantastic
good.
Movie.
I'm trying to think. I remember mine was 8th grade summer. I just can't think of the movie. Transformers, maybe?
That would be awesome.
Oh,
Transformers?
Yeah. You were on a date watching Megan Fox. You
that
were the
was,
horniest man in
yeah, that,
America.
That was a guilty pleasure. That was for myself.
That's
only.
For you, yeah. So, once again, movie going to poker night tied up right now. KB?
Oh, what was the Cameron Diaz movie?
Me?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. No.
The teacher
Bad
movie.
Teacher?
Bad Teacher.
Bad
that
teacher.
Was it.
Nice. Yeah, we're up to you, right, KB?
KB just voted.
I voted Poker Night, one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So, Rudy.
There's only one of these things where you can see Megan Fox sweating over a vintage vehicle.
Fuck!
Oh. There's only one of these places where you can see Halle Berry's tits with a room full of strangers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the movie.
You're not going to the right card rooms.
Yeah. You could watch
is
a movie.
Halle Berry from Swordfish in this poker room?
Is that top of Halle Berry from Swordfish at this poker night in my friend's basement?
That's certainly Megan Fox, but how did they get the Camaro in this room?
Fuck, that means we're tied up 3-3 and I have to break it. I love both these things a lot, but I think the rarity of Poker Night is kind of hurting it for me. Like, it is awesome when it happens.
Is it, though? I can't tell, because, like, the movie going
yeah,
experience is something
night,
so good
it.
That you do it a lot.
That's the thing. If
did
I if
Daniel
I,
Day-Lewis just kill a priest over yeah, there?
All right, boys, welcome to Poker Night. Here's Megan Fox. That's Bumblebee. Yeah.
This is my boy Bumblebee.
$25 buy-in.
This is the emotion anxiety from Inside Out 2. <Yeah. laughs> Watch him, dude. He's a fucking
he's
card shark.
Murderer. Yeah. This is kind of hard. I think the movie going experience is more of a treat, and it's more up to you, and I think that makes it easier. Like,
and the variety that Nick hits on.
Yeah.
A poker night's unbelievable, but it is a poker night. You could kind of get anything you want out of a movie night.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with the movie going
curate
experience.
It more.
So, what? So movie going experience is going up against the tropical drink in the finals. Let's start with you, Rudy.
Ooh, I'm going to go with the movie going experience.
One for the movie going experience. KB.
I've been on vacation to beach towns and never went to the movies. But if there was a beach in the movie theater, I'd probably go to the beach.
Fuck.
Damn it.
If AMC Empire 42 had a beach in it.
If it had a full-ass beach, yeah, complete with tiki bar.
Fuck.
Sorry, you said which one, KB?
Beach and tropical drinks.
Beach and the tropical drinks.
Walking
Nick?
Into the wrong fucking theater and realizing it's the fucking beach.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
the hell?
All right. I'll take it.
This isn't Nosferatu. But I would stay. I would stick around. Stay. I'm going tropical drinks on the beach.
Tropical drinks at the beach. Che.
I'm also going tropical drinks on the beach. And this is pretty close. They're both like non-active activities, but one is in a dark room and one is in the sunshine with, you know, waves in the background. So give me the tropical drinks on the beach.
Three for the tropical drinks at the beach.
I'll agree, and I just want to take this time to compliment Che on his top 16 things.
Great.
This was a great list, dude. These last three things we were talking about are
great
things that make us the most happy. This
Real
is
thinkers.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good
thank
work
you.
Now Che, as a parent,
That was a disclaimer. There was a disclaimer.
But like, so what,
birth of your child, first
what's tougher movie, or is a movie a better escape because they're going to be locked in and you get some quiet? Beach, you're probably a little bit more nervous.
I don't really like going to the beach with my family's not that fun because kids can only do things for that long. But like my kids, I take my kids to the movies very often. So movie with kids for sure because they're locked in and I just have to make sure their popcorn is like filled and stuff like that, like make sure we go to the bathroom before and then we're good. But like also what suffers with that is like we're not watching the funnest movies for me but you know Minecraft was all right and
what was your kid's favorite movie of last year?
Inside Flow? Out
2. Sonic?
Inside Out 2.
I mean, the thing with kids, like, they like everything. So,
true.
Minecraft is good. Sonic was really good. Was
Super Mario 2 years ago now?
Yeah. Super Mario was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. We saw Flow. That was pretty enjoyable. Yeah.
Is Puss in Boots 2? Is that too hardcore?
Haven't seen the original one. Or
yeah,
that
that's
one,
probably but, a bar mitzvah thing.
I saw that.
Puss in Boots, Last Wish, great movie.
Yeah, dude. It's dark.
Is there still like the theater pass where you can go see like Unlimited?
Oh, yeah.
Close
yeah.
to it.
Or, yeah, or like it. Close replications of it at least. So Owen,
What movies do you like not allow them to see? How old are your kids?
6 and a half and turning 4 this weekend. So,
oh, so
yeah, like if it's PG, we'll like look into it. Like G stuff. Like we saw Minecraft, which was, you know, a little bit older skewing than what they are right now. But yeah, anything that's like kid appropriate. But I look every weekend to see like, is there a kid's movie out? Like, can we go see it? It's a good time kill in the day. And then
yeah, they're too young. I thought it was
I think there's an animated version of Schindler's List.
Yeah, you can check that one out. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, they might like that one.
Takes a bit of the punch.
Yeah. So Owen, you're up. The tropical fruit of the beach versus the movie going experience.
I agree with these guys. I think it's tropical drink on a tropical beach.
Yeah, and I've been trying to push down that it's not tropical drink, but Owen completely convinced me.
Yeah.
I'm a slut for a tropical drink on the beach.
That means that the winner...
Unless catch is on the table.
Yeah. Unless there's catch.
Yeah, there's no catch
but
on the
unfortunately,
table.
Unfortunately, that was bounced already.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's like a reason it's really... like elusive to do and expensive to do.
Yeah,
it's, everybody wants to do
everyone
it.
Everyone wants to do it. They can't afford it. So that means the winner of the bracket 170 is tropical drinks at the beach. I think next week. Winner. Should we do KB? You want to do next week?
I'm out next week.
Okay.
He's going to a tropical beach.
Thousands of dollars for tropical drinks on the beach.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we'll do.
Can we do Nick's least favorite?
Nick's 16 least favorite things.
I could do that. Yeah, I could do that.
Let's try that.
Nick. I could do that.
I like this format. It's nice.
Number one, Mexicans. We'll start. Then, we'll get back to you guys next
and then,
week.
Sorry, the week after that, yeah. Rudy's Most Medium Things.
Rudy.
Oh, yeah. Things you're exactly 5 out of 10 on.
Oh, yeah. That could be fun. Yeah.
Absolutely ambivalent.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Like a dry beat.
A beat.
A dry masturbation sesh.
Oh,
that's far below average.
No, I think you're still coming.
It's
above average.
My list.
I think it's a 5.
It might be a 5.
Gluten-free Chex Mix.
Ooh, yeah.
Think hard about that.
Yeah, give some thought. Give them some thought. That'll be in, I think, 2 weeks, but we'll do next week. Until then, we will see you guys later.